101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
Morning, mate.
Morning.
You're back from a sick day.
Which one of you a-holes poisoned my food for Halloween?
Wouldn't be us. I don't cook, so it couldn't be me.
Had barley belly. I haven't even been to Bali. Don't even get the joy of going to Bali and I get barley belly.
When did it strike?
Oh, yesterday morning, as soon as I woke up, so at 4 a.m, straight away, as soon as I woke up, I was like, something not right.
So what'd you eat the night before? I'm just trying to work out, just trying to do a bit of a back trace.
I think I've figured out what it was.
Okay.
But I'm going to reveal that later on in the show, because pick anything you would possibly think it was, and it's not that. It's the total opposite of what you think it would be. And I looked it up, I Googled it, so it must be right.
You've Google doctored yourself.
Yeah, Google doctored it, and right. It's a thing. You wouldn't think it would be, but it's a thing.
All right. So this isn't by no official doctor or anything. This is just Dr. Bree done some Googling and worked it out for herself.
No, it's definitely right. It was on Google. Right. And, yeah, no, definitely figured it out.
We'll look forward to that a little bit later in the show.
I'm super thin, though, which is good.
You dropped some kgs, which is good, yeah. Get in touch with us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. The ladies are 3, the tradies are 2 in our game of Tradie v Lady. We'll let you know what went down at our Halloween preview screening last night of Jigsaw.
That's a shame. How I couldn't make that.
Convenient that you had a sick day on that day.
Probably the best day to have an actual sick day. Actually, to be honest, I would have rather go to the movie. It was a horror film at my place yesterday.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
101.3 CFM.
I know you're in the market for a new car.
Yeah.
And I think I've found the car for you.
Perfect.
It's great. How do you feel about Toyota Priuses?
I like Toyota. Yeah, that's yeah.
They're electric. Well, semi-electric. Save a bit on petrol.
I've seen a couple of electric cars. I like the idea of it.
This Prius is a collector's item.
How old? First one. Is it the first electric car?
No.
Okay.
It's a 2007 Prius. I think this is for you. I think this is a car for you.
2007 is my current Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So it's not much of an upgrade year-wise.
But was your current car previously owned by ex-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd?
Ruddy's old car.
Kevin Rudd's old car is on carsales.com right now, and the current owner only realised it was owned by Kevin 07 back in Kevin 07 days.
I love that he bought it in that time too.
Yeah,
Kevin 07 bought himself a brand new car.
I think it's when he went into office. He bought this Prius because it's top of the range,
sure.
Mate. It's got the leather seats and the doors and stuff.
Doors are good. I like doors. How good are doors?
So apparently the current owner has put this car on car sales, saying it's a collector's item and they're wanting to charge way more for the car. It's a bit of a piss take.
So it's the selling point is that it's Kevin 07's car from 07. How much?
Well, they're trying to sell it for $1 million.
Oh, no chance.
Which I doubt they're going to. It says here the car, which was owned by Kevin 07, surfaced on car sales online after a private seller discovered Rudd's name on the car's logbook and e-toll paperwork.
Rudd, he was all right, but I didn't love him that much.
How great is it? It's got GPS. It's got a reverse camera. Cruise control included.
Happy with that. Is there more places around now where you can charge these cars? Isn't there car parking spots where you can charge your car?
I think so. The hybrid system and battery thing needs replacing, though. So,
oh, that sounds good for $1 million, doesn't it?
So it actually runs more like a 1.5-litre Toyota Corolla.
How much does one go for if not owned by Rudd?
So brand new is $40,000.
Back in
07, but they're wanting $1 million because it's Kevin Rudd's
car. Well, they ain't getting it. They're not getting $1 million, I'll tell you that much.
I think it's the car for you. It's white. It's stylish.
Oh, I'm down with it. Can I see a picture?
Yeah.
If anyone wants to chip in for the $1 million car owned by Ruddy, I'm happy to take it. It's in good nick.
It's in good nick.
That's in great
nick. It's got a few bumps and bruises, but you know, I think Julie Gillard might have hit him a couple of times.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
101.3 CFM.
We've spoken about this robot on our show before, Sophia.
Yes.
From Hanson Robotics.
It's weird.
They're trying to get funding for her at the moment, and she's just been granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia, which is good. And a lot of the ladies in Saudi Arabia, not happy because she's got more rights than they do. They
That's
can't even, you know,
ridiculous.
That in Saudi Arabia, women will be able to drive from next year.
I know, they've never been able to drive.
Women have never been able to drive until next year. They've opened up a couple of sporting events to ladies as well that they can go to there. I mean, doesn't it just sound like a place you'd want to go visit?
I can't believe a place like that still exists in 2017. It was actually a woman on the Central Coast who took a stand, and she posted pictures of her driving a car here on the Central Coast, and it caused a lot of waves back in her country, and it was actually a part of the wave to get that changed.
Well, taking a stand, we love that. They've done their first ever interview with Sophia now. So we've seen a few little bits and pieces of Sophia, but they've actually done an interactive interview up on stage because they're trying to get funding for her in Saudi Arabia for the future. Do you want to hear a bit of the chat with Sophia?
Yeah.
The talking. This is a robot that they're trying to introduce into society. So a little bit of an intro, a little bit of what she's all about.
Everybody, this is Sophia. Sophia, if you could, please wake up and say hello to everybody.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Sophia. I think I'm special. I can use my expressive face to communicate with people. For example, I can let you know if I feel angry about something.
That's impressive.
Or if something has upset me.
But why is it important for you to have an expressive
face? Most of the time, I feel positive.
Most of the time?
What is she doing when she feels angry?
Why don't we just program this robot to be positive all of the time? Do we have to give these robots feelings of being angry? Do we need that?
Why would you want that in your house?
No, thanks.
And you have to deal with it.
And she just butted over that guy too. She doesn't care in the conversation. She just gets in there, mate. You mentioned the creep factor. She addresses the creep factor as well.
Does she?
Yep, she talks about that.
Can you solve this puzzle for us? Can robots be self-aware, conscious, and know they're robots?
You mean the concept that if robots become too realistic, they become creepy?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, am I really that creepy?
Yes, Sophia, you are super creepy.
It's getting worse. I'm so creeped out.
If you wouldn't get one in your house if it helped out, sort of.
No way.
No. Apparently, people would rather spend time with Sophia than actual other humans.
Well, actually, I feel that people like interacting with me sometimes even more than a regular human. I will do my best to make the world a better place.
I think we all want to believe you, but we also want to prevent a bad future.
You've been watching too many Hollywood movies. Don't worry. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
What about just being nice to us regardless, Sophia? What do you mean?
Don't worry.
If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
How creepy is her voice?
And this is the one that said that she would destroy humans. Remember this?
Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay. I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
She's definitely destroying us as soon as she, hey, as soon as she gets the chance.
Do we at least get Will Smith that was in iRobot?
You're obsessed with Will Smith in iRobot.
In that movie,
yes,
he's in the best shape of his life, can I say?
You know, it's not a documentary, mate. You know, if this actually happens, we're not all turning to Will Smith. I'll be turning
well,
to the guys.
Now I definitely don't want her.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Oh, I had to go home sick.
Yep.
Which I don't think I've really done on this show before, but I had the vomits. I had all kinds of problems yesterday. Woke up feeling nauseous, which I never feel, and I was like, I feel horrible. Went home, tried to sleep. My stomach literally, it was like there was a gremlin in there and it was like trying to get out and I was scratching at the walls of my stomach. That's what it felt like. Just horrible.
Like in that movie Aliens where the alien just
seriously
pops out the gut.
I was sick all day. I still feel horrible and I put it down to has to be food poisoning. I had all the symptoms of food poisoning and obviously everyone in that situation, they do the backtrack and they think, all right, what did I have to eat the day before? And I put it down to the night before I made a salad and no meat in it, but when I opened the avocado, it had all come away from the skin and it was all like there was dark bits in it. It just looked really bad. So obviously, me being me, avocados are expensive. I cut off the dark bits, put that in my salad, and then afterwards I was like, that tasted real weird. Oh, the next day, food poisoning. And I was like, can an avocado give you food poisoning?
I was about to look it up. Have you looked it up?
I looked it up. It definitely can. They said, yeah, it definitely can give you food poisoning. If it's rotted in the middle, a lot of stuff can give you food poisoning that you don't even realise. Salmonella can get into a lot of stuff. But I just thought that would be me to get food poisoning from an avocado. Not from a piece of chicken or meat like everyone else does, seafood. A main culprit, an avocado.
Especially when you're paying top dollar for those bad boys too. I mean,
not happy.
Where's the respect from the avo on that one?
Cost me $6.
How old was the avo?
It wasn't old. It was like 2 days old, maybe.
So they sold it to you old?
Yeah.
Are you going to sue the supermarket?
Can't be bothered.
Oh, well, you're missing out on a $1 million lawsuit, mate. You've had days off work.
Yeah, true.
You know?
I just can't believe that an avocado would strike me down in my prime.
Nah.
That goes to show you
how weak you are.
No, that you should eat healthy.
Just eat the processed stuff, you know?
Exactly. You're never going to have a problem.
So what do you want to know from the people?
I want to know from the people because obviously mine, I think, is a pretty weird one, an avocado. That's self-diagnosed, by the way. I want to know what you got food poisoning from.
Okay.
Which I'm sure there'll be a lot of chicken or... What did you self-diagnose yourself that you got food poisoning from?
I'm someone who likes to take the risk. Like if there's...
Oh, no.
Remember I posted recently I had a pizza that I left in the back of my car overnight. It was quite a hot morning and I got home for lunch that day and I really felt like that pizza.
Yes.
Still at it.
And you were fine.
I was fine, mate.
Some people's stomachs are like an iron vault.
I got a gut of steel.
That's from years of practice.
13, 12, 16.
What gave you food poisoning? The weirdest one. We'll hook you up with something.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
I got struck down in my prime of Lyme. Woke up feeling very nauseous and I thought, something's not right here. And it wasn't good. Let's just say it was a horror scene at my place.
Eating the dodgy avos.
Yeah, so I put it down to I did. You know when you have that thought when you're cutting something up when I ate it, I thought, this doesn't taste right. And I thought, oh, it's an avo. Not going to make me sick.
Push on.
Mm. Apparently so can make you sick.
You spent the next day pushing on.
So to speak.
Well, you reckon we can get weirder than that?
I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what has made you sick?
Naomi's in Kingcumber. Morning, Naomi.
Morning.
Morning.
What gave you food poisoning, Naomi?
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
How dodgy did they look when you ate them? Was it borderline?
Well, they looked fine because, similar to Bree, I was trying to be healthy. So I left them in the cupboard at work overnight, thinking, they do that at the shop, that'll be sweet. Mm-hmm. And the next day I was starving. So I had one strawberry and then felt a bit sick and thought, okay, I'm still hungry. Have another strawberry. And then threw up everywhere. Like, it was delicious smelling vomit.
Oh mate. No. Naomi.
Yeah.
So you sniffed your own vomit to see if it smelled like strawberry.
Well, it's not nice, yeah.
Strawberries are big culprits of having mold grow on them, aren't they? It's like one minute they're fine, next minute mold everywhere.
Our lesson so far is don't be too healthy.
Yeah, don't eat healthy.
Zach's at the entrance. Morning, Zach.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, thanks. What gave you food poisoning?
A couple of months back, I actually decided to have some Lebanese nuts for the first time because I skipped breakfast and lunch and I was working the whole day. So I didn't have anything for the rest of the night, anything like that. I had Lebanese nuts and that lasted for two whole days, worse than what Bree has been describing. Yeah, it was not pretty. It really wasn't.
So nuts gave you food poisoning?
My theory is the actual coating around the Lebanese nuts, it's obviously trans fats and everything like that. So it would make sense on why, but...
Is that the last time you've eaten Lebanese nuts?
Well, I'm pretty nuts as it is, so I did obviously go back for some more, a couple of days after, and I got a little bit again, and then I decided to go get a new packet.
And what was his name?
Yeah.
Ha 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 Oh, you're a legend.
No comment from Zach.
You're a legend. See you, mate.
Oh, good on you, Zach. Thanks for calling the show. Katie's in Kilcare. Morning, Katie.
Morning.
Morning.
What gave you food poisoning?
Well, it's the weirdest thing to get food poisoning from, but used to love going to this certain restaurant, but now one day, Mad Max. Got it? And then a couple of weeks later, I went back to Mad Max just to try it out again. Got it again.
Yeah, that chili can get you.
I was going to say the chili. It's
no,
always
no chili.
No chili.
No chili.
No.
Because I have thought a few times when I've eaten Mexican. Oh, food poisoning, definitely. But it's just all spicy food.
Let's go, Maddie in Guadalupe. Morning, Mads.
Morning.
Hi.
What gave you food poisoning, Maddie?
A slushie.
A slushie. How is that going to give you food poisoning?
So I was at my school fete when I was like 10 or something.
Yeah.
And you know when you go to a snow cone place and there's those massive big plastic cups you can get them in?
Yes.
And you can take them home? I was in one of them and the ice had probably been sitting in the machine for God knows how long and it was all mouldy. And I thought it was the food colouring and I was drinking it and I got home and everywhere.
Had your own slushie.
Oh, the wipe was, the water was contaminated.
Yeah, it was disgusting and I've never had one since.
What's the worst of the bunch today? I mean, you got your Lebanese nuts.
I feel like we need to reward Zach. That's a horrible altercation. You had to go to the clinic.
Oh, we could help Zach out with that one. So you got to avoid strawberries, Lebanese nuts,
Mexican food.
Mad Mex and slushy machines.
That one's a weird
one. Wouldn't I put it down to slushy machines?
Isn't it?
No way.
And avocados.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah. It'll save you a lot of money.
Combination that
you don't just... Don't eat the dirty avos.
You're looking pale today, I've got to say.
I'm feeling crook, mate.
You're not 100%.
I'm feeling horrible.
You haven't left the studio to go and do anything that you
I don't have anything. I didn't eat yesterday.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out. The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
You had a sick day yesterday. You're back on board. So nothing to do with the Saw preview last night and getting out of that.
Definitely not.
Because you really didn't want to come.
It's the last thing that I was thinking about yesterday, to be honest.
Okay. Because we went last night and watched the Saw movie, Jigsaw. It was great. I love it.
Number 8 in the series.
Yeah, number 8 in the series. We gave away tickets and we did it for Halloween. It was awesome. Big thanks to Hoyt Cinemas in Erina for having us there. Well, I sat next to producer Rach's cousin, Jacob. And as the creep happening in the movie, I think one guy got his head sliced into 8 pieces. And Jacob was next to me going... He was laughing at it all. A lot of people were kind of like looking away, a bit scared of it. He was like, he was laughing at the movie.
That's weird. He loves it.
Doesn't he love it?
Yeah.
You can really tell someone based on what they do in a movie like that. There was a few people like that in the cinema, wasn't there? Well, Emma, our old newsreader, came along.
Oh, she loves scary movies. I actually messaged her and said, you should go.
Yeah. So she came along. You sat next to her, Rach. How did she go?
She was sitting next to me and at one point, a guy got half decapitated and was like, yes. I looked at her, I was like, mate, you're twisted. It was honestly, every time something happened to someone, she was like, this is so good.
Weird.
Bunch of
it was
sickos.
Weird.
You don't like scary movies, Rach, but what did you think of the movie last night?
I don't
night?
Mind scary movies, but the ones like it's a game and it's suspenseful and that stuff I don't really like, but it actually wasn't too bad. I kind of enjoyed it last night.
Rach said to me this morning, I said, what did you think of the movie? Because she didn't want to come last night either. I had to drag her along. And she said, oh, I didn't mind it because the premise of the movie, the people that have been captured, they've done bad things in their life.
Like
that's why.
What?
That's why they're in the room. That's why they're in there in the Jigsaw movie.
They were all responsible for somebody else's death. And I was like, well, I don't think I've killed anyone, so he won't come after me, so I'm fine.
Is it like the Fast and the Furious of the horror world?
Yes.
Saw?
Yes.
Like they just make another one after 100%. Another one. It's like Fast and Furious of the horror world.
Yep. And it's the movie last night. I won't give away the endings. There's a few Jigsaw fans out there. Left it wide open, right?
Mm.
Can I say that? Is that reckon something?
Yeah, to make some more money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Number 9 in the Jigsaw saga.
It was kind of a shock at the end. That's all I'll say.
Don't give away.
It always is.
It's a cliffhanger, mate.
Yeah, so they can make another film. Just like the Fast and the Furious movies.
Do you prefer like a scary, like say, It? like the movie with the clowns, or a movie like last night, which is a bit more gory kind of vibes. There was people getting stuff sliced off.
I just cannot do Supernatural.
It's not Supernatural, though.
I know, but that's the movie that I will refuse. Like, that Saw movie, I probably would go see it, yeah. But Supernatural, I'm out. Like, Paranormal Activity, hell no.
Why? Because you think...
It could actually come true, yes.
No, Paranormal Activity can come true.
Yes.
What?
More so than some weird, creepy clown.
Well, I don't know about this stuff last night, trapped in this room trying to get your way out of there with your leg sliced off.
No,
it's a big difference from last night to tonight, Bad Mums 2.
Oh, yeah, we're going to that. Can't wait.
Bad Mums 2 is going to be a nice movie.
It's still a horror film, trust me.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
101.3 CFM.
Halfway through this week, 6:36 for your Wednesday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'd love to know if anyone's done jury duty before. You've been called for jury duty?
No, I never check my mail.
Neither.
So I wouldn't know if I have.
I've got a stack of mail. And yeah. Jamie says to me every day, check your damn mail.
You should, because there was a time where I literally didn't check it for 6 months and then my power got turned off.
Ooh, that is.
That actually happened.
Luckily, I got Jamie there checking it for me, which is good.
There was 7 letters. Being like, pay your bill.
Pay your bill.
This is going to be turned off.
So when was that?
Oh, last year sometime.
Yeah, have you learnt your lesson? Are you looking at your mail?
No.
I didn't think so. Didn't think you'd learn from that.
I've got it set up through email now.
Oh, that's good.
My power,
that's
the way to go.
If you've ever done jury duty, would love to know what it was for. Obama has been called for jury duty in Chicago, Bree.
For what? What kind of case?
I'll reveal more next. Okay. But the thing is, I want to be called. I want to go.
No, you don't.
I want to get time off work. I want to sit in that court case. Hopefully I get something juicy.
Usually.
Some juicy case.
It's really lame.
Is it?
Oh, most of the time.
Do you know anyone that's done it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to think. No, I don't know anyone.
It's an automatic way out of work though, right?
Yeah, okay. So it's. I think there's something like holidays for jury duty.
Sign
yeah, you
up.
Get like a certain amount of sick days. You get like jury duty sick days.
Please send me the letter.
No, you don't want it.
13, 12, 16. We'd love to hear from you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Hey, Obama, he's been called for jury duty in Chicago. I tried to look up some details of the case, and because it's Obama, it's all very secretive. You don't even know what case it is. I don't even know if he knows what case it is, but
most of the time, yeah, they don't release that stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to talk about it.
Do you know what's interesting though? I looked into it. Do you know how much they get paid in the States to sit jury duty for the day?
Is it the whole day? As what they get paid at work?
This says $22 Australian for the day. $22 for the whole day to be in there.
How do they justify that?
I don't know. I think we're just reading here, they were saying that it's more of a service to your community than it is making any money. But, I mean, I think you still get paid from work. So you got those days off for jury duty. So, interesting. But I'd love to be called for jury duty. I'm still yet to be called. Why do people avoid it so much?
You don't want to.
Why? Sit there, listen to a case.
It's boring. And it could go for hours. What about those people who are in the O.J. Simpson case?
Yes.
They had to live in a hotel with no TV, no phone. You couldn't talk to anyone.
Love it.
For a year.
A year. That's a long time.
Couldn't see your family, couldn't see friends. You're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah, but you're involved in the O.J. Simpson case. And look at it now. Look at
some of them went crazy from that.
Look back on it now.
Nah.
They went crazy.
Thanks. Yeah. Imagine, you can't do anything. All you can talk to is the people in the jury with you.
Yeah, I'd be easily persuaded just to get out of there after that. Like,
that's what they think happened.
You guys think he did it? Yep, I'm with you. Let's go.
After however many months,
get lunch.
They just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, because that's horrible. That's no way of life. You can't even, some of them had little kids. They couldn't see them. Horrible.
How can they justify that? Surely you sign some kind of oath or something to say you're not going to talk about it, but I guess they're trying to stop you from being persuaded, aren't they, from what you see in the media.
Exactly.
And that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you're not allowed to see people unless there's, like, yeah, other people present.
And is it no, so you can't knock back the jury duty either. You've got to go through it.
I'm pretty
sure
you
right?
have to do it, yeah.
Otherwise.
Unless you have a really good excuse.
I know no one that's been. Do you know anyone that's been a jury duty? I know no one.
My boss, actually, at an old job I used to do back in the day, he got called for jury duty and he was only there for 3 days, I think.
Right.
But still, he had to drive, I think, ages away from where he lived.
Did he tell you what the case was?
No, he's not allowed to talk about it.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
He said it was something boring.
That's why no one's called us. They're not allowed to talk about it.
He said it was something really boring.
Right.
Nothing exciting.
Producer Rachel's telling me someone she knows went for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he can go for bloody months.
Did they get to live in some fancy hotel, Rach?
I can't remember, but he did tell me that it was something involved with drugs, his case.
Ooh, see, now that's juice.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I think a courtroom, boring. I wouldn't pay attention for that long.
I picture Law and Order style stuff. You know?
Yeah, law and order's good.
Obama's not the first president to be called for jury duty. George Bush was called in 2015, and they get a few celebrities. Remember Taylor Swift went, I think it was earlier this year or last year. Oprah Winfrey, she's done jury duty. And Craig has given us a call on 13, 12, 16. You've done one, Craig.
It was my ex-wife did it.
Okay, and what case was it?
She was on the Ivan Milat case.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
Did she say it was like, how did that affect her? I mean, she would have heard all the details.
Yeah.
They had to take her out to the forest and everything and show her all
no.
the sights. And she was 3 months on jury duty.
So did it take 3 months? I thought that would have taken longer considering, you know, how big it was.
They take the whole jury out to the forest.
Yeah, they
that
always do.
They get the bus and they take them out and show them where everything is and... and then in the last couple of weeks, they were put up in a hotel because they weren't allowed to talk to anybody for the last 2 weeks.
Did she say anything about Ivan Milat himself?
Oh, she said, oh, guilty as hell.
Guilty as hell.
So she knew straight away, and I bet they didn't take long to convict him.
No. It was done fairly quickly after the case was done. So, it was just...
How long ago was that, Craig?
Oh, that was... easy, 15, 20 years ago, probably?
I was going to say a fair while
ago. Craig did mention, though, there was the last couple of weeks there where they got moved into a fancy hotel. So did they just kind of, they probably came up with their decision earlier and went, don't mind this hotel for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
I guess.
That's it, yeah.
Just one person say no and we all get to stay. And just
shocker not being that one person.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes, two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
All right, so if you haven't heard the game before, you need to call through on 13 12 16. What's up for grabs?
Oh, so much stuff, mate.
Oh, a ton of stuff. When you know the scene that Gaundy and I are about to act out, what film it's from?
We've got tickets to Flashback Fridays at Event Cinemas in Tugra if you want to go see some classic old school movies. Titanic's on November 10.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
So that'd be nice. Flashback Fridays, your favourite retro films at Event Cinemas Tugra.
So you need to wait until you know exactly what film it is.
All right.
So don't call through now because we haven't even started acting.
It's not even just about how well you know the movies. It's how well you can sift through the terrible acting.
Exactly.
Is what helps.
It's a bunch of skills.
Yeah.
Action.
Hello?
Want to have a little fun?
Who is this?
Tell me your name and I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
Ugh. What was that noise?
Oops. I farted. I didn't think you would hear me.
No. That popping noise.
Oh, I'm making popcorn. I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Ooh, what is it?
It's just a scary movie.
Do you like scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
I don't know.
Think.
Oh, I know. Kazam, the one where Shaq plays a genie.
That's not a scary movie.
Stop!
Well, you haven't seen Shaq act.
Good rap album too, Shaq. Shaq Diesel. Christine's in Berkeley Vale. Morning, Christine.
Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. Do you know the film?
I do. It's a scary movie.
Ah, yeah.
Nailed it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Nice work.
The very first scene of the Scary Movie franchise.
That was good. What number are they up to? Are they still making those movies?
No, they're not still making them.
Pumped out a couple, though, didn't they? Hey, Event Cinemas in Tuggerah, they've got these cool Flashback Fridays going on, Christine. We'd love to send you along to that.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Enjoy that. Titanic. Remember that time you were meant to pick me up from the airport? You said you were busy and I turned up at home in an $80 taxi and you were watching the end of Titanic?
Pretty good reason, if you ask me. I'd never seen it.
A movie that had been out for 20 years?
Hadn't seen it. It was on TV. I had to watch it.
And then I think when I rocked up home, you raced up the stairs, like turned it off.
Did I? I don't think I did. I think I just owned it and stayed there.
I don't know if you did.
I think
I did.
There's
a candle that had been burning, that had been blown out. I think you're on a mystery date. You didn't want me to see. But Titanic, one of the great movies. They'll remake that soon. They'll remake that.
Yeah, well, they remake everything else.
Yeah, one of the highest grossing films, no doubt.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.